You hear me talk about HVAC systems on this show quite a bit, a bunch of different sponsors that are part of this, and they're really good people. That's the key. You need really good people installing the equipment. Joining me in studio is J.P. Cadoran, who is the territory manager for Chicago's Carrier and Bryant distributor, and Ryan Hoger, who is the director of training. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio. Nice to see you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Lou.
All right. I want to talk a little bit about, okay, Carrier and Bryant. These are two very good pieces of equipment. And, you know, this is something that I think that if people are trying to choose, you know, what equipment, you know, people are always confused. These are two units that will perform really flawlessly. But what you guys have developed now is FAD. And FAD actually stands for Factory Authorized Dealer. Mm-hmm. JP, can you tell me a little bit about what FAD is?
Yeah, it's not a fad. It's been around for a while. But yeah, the Factory Authorized Dealers, it's a way for them to kind of differentiate themselves with the training that goes into it, the marketing, the knowledge, because it's, I mean, I feel bad already repeating what you just said, but it's not the equipment. We believe in Carrier and Bryant, but it's just not the equipment. A lot of it is the same and uses somewhat of the same technology, but when it gets in the hands of the wrong person, the wrong contractor,
right,
they're going to pay for it twice. You pay for it once, you think you get a deal, and then just wait until a polar vortex, wait until it's 85 and humid. I mean, this stuff is fickle these days. I mean, Ryan knows the history of it all where, you know, I don't know the time, but maybe 30 years ago, furnace could be glowing in the basement in the corner, right? And that thing would still run. You cannot defeat it. And now, like, if it, you know, to compare it to a human, if it's like 99.1 degree fever, it doesn't run anymore. Like, they're just right. So sensitive. You need the right person.
Right. Ryan, I mean, this is key, right? And I think that JP brings up a good point, is that you have to have people that are really knowledgeable about sizing the equipment right, setting it up properly. Sometimes, you know, making, when we're talking about retrofitting an old unit for a new unit, making sure you're making the correct modifications, because if that's not done, it doesn't matter how good the equipment is, it's just not going to run properly.
That's absolutely correct. And oversizing and undersizing are both issues that are out there. So you definitely want to get things sized correctly. You need someone who understands how to do that. You don't necessarily want to put in exactly what you used to have. You may need something that's a little bit smaller or a little bit bigger. Probably never bigger, but a little bit smaller, right?
Right. Well, right, because, I mean, and I think that's a big issue for people, right? They say, well, you know, I had this 20-year-old furnace, and it was, 120,000 BTUs or 100,000 mm-hmm. BTUs, and now the guy's telling me I only need 80, mm-hmm. but that's because the equipment is more sophisticated.
Yeah, there's a couple things that happen there. One, when we say 90 or 80 or 100, that's how much gas you buy from the gas company.
Right.
How much comes out is what you need. And so people that have more efficient furnaces going in, you don't need as much gas anymore. So things go down a size just because of that. And then people's houses are improved. They insulate them better. They do all kinds of great stuff. And all of a sudden you need a system that's maybe two sizes smaller than your older system, and it's still plenty big for you. And you need someone who can analyze all that and figure out what you actually need.
So JP, mm-hmm. This factory authorized dealer program where, mm-hmm. you know, you said it's been around for a while, but can you take us through so there's a differential between, mm-hmm. Contractors that are coming in and putting this that are authorized as opposed to just, you know, somebody driving around in a truck mm-hmm. type of thing. And take me through what that process is.
Yeah, I mean, just think about the fact that the HVAC system is the most expensive thing somebody's going to put in their house,
yeah.
right? Unless they have some sort of garage situation I've never heard about. The HVAC is going to be the most expensive thing. And it's not just like shopping for a stove or a fridge where you go to Best Buy, Home Depot, whatever. You look at, all right, does this thing cook food? Cool, I'll take it. Like HVAC is so insanely specific. There's so many things that need to happen. And that's why, again, like you can't just rely on somebody that started their business 2 years ago, isn't even licensed, right? I mean, there's too much at stake to trust it to just anybody. So that's why these FADs, they have annual marketing they need to do, right? Depending on the size of the shop, Carrier and Bryant require that they take certain hours of training, both with us at TEC and through the factory themselves, right? there are certain marketing programs that they have to take part in. There is all these certifications that they need. They need to be NATE certified. They need to be they need to have workman's comp insurance. There's so many requirements that go into it so that they can identify themselves as, look, we know what we're doing. And there are so many people that don't. These are the ones that are going to fix the problems that the other guys cause.
Yeah. Ryan, you know, I remember years ago, I hate to say it, but I'm old enough to remember when 90 plus equipment was kind of just coming into the fold, you know, where you know, most of the time it was 80% efficient unit. And it was described to me, and, you know, I think, JP, you may have said it, you know, like that stuff would be glowing. It just keep working. And, you know, they described the 80% as being like a workhorse, right? You could just take that thing out and put a plow behind it and go, and it would just keep running. But the 90%, because they were so efficient and so specific, it was more like a thoroughbred horse, right, where it needed to be pampered. It needed to be installed correctly and then maintained. That's something that you are training these folks on that are FAD certified, correct?
Absolutely. We train both the new guys that work at an FAD dealer and the existing guys. They need to come back for X amount of hours each year to retrain with us and, like JP said, with the factory, because there's always new stuff. Things are always getting tweaked. There's always a new gas valve. There's always a new circuit board, and they got to keep up on that and stay trained on it because it's more complicated than it was 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember talking with a technician once. He happened to be a Carrier technician, and he was joking about the fact that, you know, if you go to a hand surgeon, right, and he's going to operate on your hand, he knows everything that's going on in the hand, right, because the hand really doesn't change. He goes, with HVAC, every year there's something new that I have to learn. I thought it was a funny analogy, but you're, I mean, to your point, Ryan, it's constantly changing. They're constantly improving it, and if you don't get the training, then people are just sort of guessing. And ultimately, then the customer could be paying more. Could like, oh, yeah, you need one of these parts, or you need. I hear from dealers all the time that say somebody comes out there and quotes them, oh, it's going to be, you know, whatever, $1,000 to fix it. And then people balk at that. Then they hire somebody that knows what they're doing. Like, oh, yeah, you just need this little fuse or this thing. It's a couple $100 and we'll get it going. And, you know, if people don't know, it's real easy to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, if something's broke, you don't want to just keep swapping parts at the customer's expense to figure that out. You want to know how to troubleshoot it and figure out what it is exactly, and then only replace that one widget. And you have to be super familiar with the equipment in order to do that.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And instead of a doctor who you go to their medical office, you're inviting somebody into your home. Somebody's coming with a if they can get a truck these days, they're coming with a $40,000 truck with $15,000 of tools on it, coming into your home and trying to investigate what's going on, right? I mean, it's serious stuff.
Well, and then that goes to the comfort level, too, of the people coming in there, right, with these FAD certified installers. You know, you're hiring somebody that's been background checked. I mean, all those are part of the you know, the criteria that you guys have, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, the local licenses, the permits and all that stuff that, again, just a lot of the smaller guys don't even think about because they just kind of, they started off doing side jobs and then started doing it on their own, and they don't know how to run a business, right? But these FADs have been in business a long time. They're the best of the best. The other thing is, like, they, you know, not all equipment's perfect. I mean, any manufacturer would probably admit that too. It's not all perfect. With an FAD, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee for either 1 or 2 years, depending on what level of FAD they are.
Right.
Right. So when they install it, because that's where their problems come. The problem usually isn't in the equipment itself. It's in the installation. So they come, they install it. If something went wrong within the first year, I mean, think about if any other purchase that you've made, maybe not you, but listeners, whatever, anybody. When's the last time you made a purchase of, I don't know, $5,000 or more, and you got a 1 year free trial for it?
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Right. It's confusing for a lot of people. And, you know, the thing is with furnaces in particular, a lot of people don't think about it until it's broken, right? And then you panic and you're not quite sure where to go. I would like to think that people come to WGN Radio and HowSmarts Radio and listen to the sponsors that we have. You know that there's a level of trust with the people that I work with. But if someone is thinking, okay, well, I like what JP and Ryan have to say today, how do I find these FADs?
Yeah, chicagofad.com, just launching this fall. So we have kind of our dealers that meet the criteria get to enter a little bit about themselves. So basically, it's a way to kind of go right to the experts and not have to sort through anything, right? I mean, we'll have it sorted by kind of where you live and the area you're in. And that way you can, you know, it really stinks when you have to fix something.
Right.
The one thing that we're trying to do and our dealers are trying to do, all right, just let us inconvenience you one time. Right? It's something's broken. Really sorry about it. Let us fix it once. Let's get it right. Find you the right part, the right fix to get it done. And then let's let you be comfortable. Right? Then let us back off. You found somebody right. Hopefully now you're under a warranty. Now you're under a maintenance plan where you can service the equipment. Right? Because almost all breakdowns can be avoided if you just do the maintenance on the equipment.
Right.
So it's just, it's something to give you peace of mind of a piece in their house that a lot of people don't know a lot about. I mean, I don't know how my fridge works or my oven works or my HVAC works. I just know that it works. And when it doesn't, then we have a problem.
Well, you know, if you listen to House Smarts Radio on a regular basis, I can help you with that. But that's a whole nother thing, JP. I love the fact that, Ryan, you're doing a good job of continuous training, right? That's the key. Everything's changing. And you know, with these FADs, you get the most trained people that you can trust to come into your home. And I believe that evolution is just, it's constantly changing even for you, right? I mean, you're constantly being trained as well.
We probably do like 200 classes a year at our office. And I probably go to that many a year, whether it's in person or online, like, and sort of the rest of the guys there, we all just constantly keep training ourselves because we have to be able to train other people. Mm-hmm. So we always got to be up to speed on the new stuff,
right,
as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. JP, you mentioned that this ChicagoFAD.com is launching in the fall, but I also see that you got a little sweepstakes going on there, too. You want to tell our audience about that?
Everybody loves some free stuff, right?
Sure, no, sure.
We are calling it Heat and a Suite, where when people enter, we are going to give away a free furnace as we're getting into the fall, right in the winter. Free furnace and then tickets to the Chicago Blackhawks game when they play Seattle this winter. Up in a suite at the United Center, and I mean, a free piece of equipment in your house, which is valued at quite a bit of money these days.
Right.
I don't know if we've heard of inflation, but it's real and it affects us all. So yeah, it's increasing in value the more that we go on.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. JP, Ryan, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time this morning to talk about FADs, and ChicagoFAD.com is the website to find factory authorized dealers, and you can also check out the Heat and a Suite sweepstakes that is there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you guys have a great rest of your morning.
Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it so much. Thanks for having us.
Yep,
this
thank
is awesome.
You, sir.
You hear me talk about HVAC systems on this show quite a bit, a bunch of different sponsors that are part of this, and they're really good people. That's the key. You need really good people installing the equipment. Joining me in studio is J.P. Kadoran, who is the territory manager for Chicago's Carrier and Bryant distributor, and Ryan Hoger, who is the director of training. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio. Nice to see you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Lou.
All right. I want to talk a little bit about, okay, Carrier and Bryant. These are two very good pieces of equipment. And, you know, this is something that I think that if people are trying to choose, you know, what equipment, you know, people are always confused. These are two units that will perform really flawlessly. But what you guys have developed now is FAD. And FAD actually stands for Factory Authorized Dealer.
Mm-hmm.
JP, can you tell me a little bit about what FAD is?
Yeah, it's not a fad. It's been around for a while. But yeah, the Factory Authorized Dealers, it's a way for them to kind of differentiate themselves with the training that goes into it, the marketing, the knowledge, because it's, I mean, I feel bad already repeating what you just said, but it's not the equipment. We believe in Carrier and Bryant, but it's just not the equipment. A lot of it is the same and uses somewhat of the same technology, but when it gets in the hands of the wrong person, the wrong contractor,
right,
they're going to pay for it twice. You pay for it once, you think you get a deal, and then just wait until a polar vortex, wait until it's 85 and humid. I mean, this stuff is fickle these days. I mean, Ryan knows the history of it all, where you know, I don't know the time, but maybe 30 years ago, furnace could be glowing in the basement in the corner, right? And that thing would still run. You cannot defeat it. And now, like, if it, you know, to compare it to a human, if it's like 99.1 degree fever, it doesn't run anymore. Like, they're just right. So sensitive. You need the right person.
Right. Ryan, I mean, this is key, right? And I think that JP brings up a good point, is that you have to have people that are really knowledgeable about sizing the equipment right, setting it up properly. Sometimes, you know, making, when we're talking about retrofitting an old unit for a new unit, making sure you're making the correct modifications, because if that's not done, it doesn't matter how good the equipment is, it's just not going to run properly.
That's absolutely correct. And oversizing and undersizing are both issues that are out there. So you definitely want to get things sized correctly. You need someone who understands how to do that. You don't necessarily want to put in exactly what you used to have. You may need something that's a little bit smaller or a little bit bigger. Probably never bigger, but a little bit smaller, right?
Right. Well, right. Because, I mean, and I think that's a big issue for people, right? They say, well, you know, I had this 20-year-old furnace and it was, 120,000 BTUs or 100,000 BTUs. Mm-hmm. And now the guy's telling me I only need 80. Mm-hmm. But that's because the equipment is more sophisticated.
Yeah, there's a couple things that happen there. One, when we say 90 or 80 or 100, that's how much gas you buy from the gas company. Right. How much comes out is what you need. And so people that have more efficient furnaces going in, you don't need as much gas anymore. So things go down a size just because of that. And then people's houses are improved. They insulate them better. They do all kinds of great stuff. And all of a sudden you need a system that's maybe two sizes smaller than your older system, and it's still plenty big for you. And you need someone who can analyze all that and figure out what you actually need.
So JP, mm-hmm. This factory authorized dealer program where, mm-hmm. you know, you said it's been around for a while, but can you take us through so there's a differential between, mm-hmm. Contractors that are coming in and putting this that are authorized as opposed to just, you know, somebody driving around in a truck mm-hmm. type of thing. And take me through what that process is.
Yeah, I mean, just thinking about the fact that the HVAC system is the most expensive thing somebody's going to put in their house, right? Unless they have some sort of garage situation I've never heard about, the HVAC is going to be the most expensive thing. And it's not just like shopping for a stove or a fridge where you go to Best Buy, Home Depot, or whatever. You look at, all right, does this thing cook food? Cool, I'll take it. Like HVAC is so insanely specific. There's so many things that need to happen. And that's why, again, like you can't just rely on somebody that started their business 2 years ago, isn't even licensed, right? I mean, there's too much at stake to trust it to just anybody. So that's why these FADs, they have annual marketing they need to do, right? Depending on the size of the shop, Carrie and Bryant require that they take certain hours of training, both with us at TEC and through the factory themselves, right? There are certain marketing programs that they have to take part in. There is all these certifications that they need. They need to be NATE certified. They need to be, they need to have workman's comp insurance. There's so many requirements that go into it so that they can identify themselves as, look, we know what we're doing. And there are so many people that don't. These are the ones that are going to fix the problems that the other guys cause.
Yeah. Ryan, you know, I remember years ago, I hate to say it, but I'm old enough to remember when 90 plus equipment was kind of just coming into the fold, you know, where most of the time it was 80% efficient unit. And it was described to me, and, you know, I think JP, you may have said it, you know, like that stuff would be glowing. It just keep working. And, you know, they described the 80% as being like a workhorse, right? You could just take that thing out and put a plow behind it and go, and it would just keep running. But the 90%, because they were so efficient and so specific, it was more like a thoroughbred horse, right? Where it needed to be pampered, it needed to be installed correctly and then maintained. That's something that you are training these folks on that are FAD certified, correct?
Absolutely. We train both the new guys that work at an FAD dealer and the existing guys. They need to come back for X amount of hours each year to retrain with us and, like JP said, with the factory, because there's always new stuff. Things are always getting tweaked. There's mm-hmm. always a new gas valve. There's always a new circuit board, and they got to keep up on that and stay trained on it because it's more complicated than it was 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember talking with a technician once. He happened to be a Carrier technician, and he was joking about the fact that, you know, if you go to a hand surgeon, right, and he's going to operate on your hand, he knows everything that's going on in the hand, right, because the hand really doesn't change. He goes, with HVAC, every year there's something new that I have mm-hmm. to learn. I thought it was a funny analogy, mm-hmm. but you're, I mean, to your point, Ryan, mm-hmm. it's constantly changing. They're constantly improving it, and if you don't get the training, then people are just sort of guessing, and ultimately then the customer could be paying more, could like, oh yeah, you need one of these parts, or you need, I hear from dealers all the time that say, somebody comes out there and quotes them, oh, it's going to be, you know, whatever, $1,000 to fix it, and then people balk at that, then they hire somebody that knows what they're doing, like, oh yeah, you just need this little mm-hmm. fuse or this thing, it's a couple $100 and we'll get it going. And, you know, if people don't know, it's real easy to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, if something's broke, you don't want to just keep swapping parts at the customer's expense to figure that out. You want to know how to troubleshoot it and figure yeah. out what it is exactly, and then only replace that one widget. And you have to be super familiar with the equipment in order to do that.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And instead of a doctor who you go to their medical office, you're inviting somebody into your home. Somebody's coming with if they can get a truck these days, they're coming with a $40,000 truck with $15,000 of tools on it, coming into your home and trying to investigate what's going on, right? I mean, it's serious stuff.
Well, and then that goes to the comfort level, too, of the people coming in there, mm-hmm. right? With these FAD certified installers, you know you're hiring somebody that's been background checked. I mean, all those mm-hmm. are part of the you know, the criteria that you guys have, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, the local licenses, the permits and all that stuff that, again, just a lot of the smaller guys don't even think about because they just kind of, they started off doing side jobs and then started doing it on their own, and they don't know how to run a business, right? But these FADs have been in business a long time. They're the best of the best. The other thing is, like, they, you know, not all equipment's perfect. I mean, any manufacturer would probably admit that too. It's not all perfect. With an FAD, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee for either 1 or 2 years, depending on what level of FAD they are.
Right. Right.
So when they install it, because that's where their problems come. The problem usually isn't in the equipment itself. It's in the installation. So they come, they install it. If something went wrong within the first year, I mean, think about if any other purchase that you've made, maybe not you, but listeners, whatever, anybody, when's the last time you made a purchase of, I don't know, $5,000 or more, and you got a 1 year free trial for it?
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Right. It's confusing for a lot of people. And, you know, the thing is with furnaces in particular, a lot of people don't think about it until it's broken, right? And then you panic and you're not quite sure where to go. I would like to think that people come to WGN Radio and HowSmarts Radio and listen to the sponsors that we have. You know that there's a level of trust with the people that I work with. But if someone is thinking, okay, well, I like what JP and Ryan have to say today, how do I find these FADs?
Yeah, ChicagoFAD.com, just launching this fall. So we have kind of our dealers that meet the criteria, get to enter a little bit about themselves. So basically, it's a way to kind of go right to the experts and not mm-hmm. have to sort through anything, right? I mean, we'll have it sorted by kind of where you live and the area you're in. And that way you can, you know, it really stinks when you have to fix something.
Right.
The one thing that we're trying to do and our dealers are trying to do, all right, just let us inconvenience you one time. Right? It's something's broken. Really sorry about it. Let us fix it once. Let's get it right, find you the right part, the right fix to get it done. And then let's let you be comfortable, right? Then let us back off. You found somebody right. Hopefully now you're under a warranty. Now you're under a maintenance plan where you can service the equipment, right? Because almost all breakdowns can be avoided if you just do the maintenance on the equipment.
Right.
So it's just, it's something to give you peace of mind of a piece in their house that a lot of people don't know a lot about. I mean, I don't know how my fridge works or my oven works or my HVAC works. I just know that it works. And when it doesn't, then we have a problem.
Well, you know, if you listen to HowSmarts Radio on a regular basis, I can help you with that. But that's a whole nother thing, JP. I love the fact that, Ryan, you're doing a good job of continuous training, right? That's the key. Everything's changing. And you know, with these FADs, you get the most trained people that you can trust to come into your home. And I believe that evolution is just, it's constantly changing even for you, right? I mean, you're constantly being trained as well.
We probably do like 200 classes a year at our office. And I probably go to that many a year, whether it's in person or online, like, and sort of the rest of the guys there. We all just constantly keep training ourselves because we have to be able to train other people. Mm-hmm. So we always got to be up to speed on the new stuff,
right,
as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. JP, you mentioned that this ChicagoFAD.com is launching in the fall. But I also see that you got a little sweepstakes going on there, too. You want to tell our audience about that?
Everybody loves some free stuff, right?
We
are calling it Heat and a Sweet, where when people enter, we are going to give away a free furnace as we're getting into the fall, right in the winter. Free furnace and then tickets to the Chicago Blackhawks game when they play Seattle this winter. Up in a suite at the United Center, and I mean, a free piece of equipment in your house, which is valued at quite a bit of money these days.
Right.
I don't know if we've heard of inflation, but it's real and it affects us all. So yeah, it's increasing in value the more that we go on.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. JP Ryan, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time this morning to talk about FADs and ChicagoFAD.com is the website to find factory authorized dealers, and you can also check out the Heat and a Sweet sweepstakes that is there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you guys have a great rest of your morning.
Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it so much. Thanks for having us.
Yep,
this is awesome.
Thank you, sir.